What is the difference between a leader and a hero? Now, already 12 days ago, I had the great opportunity and privilege to travel with both our rabbinic intern, Scott Wessel, our very own Hannah Aftergood, and most importantly, our Sinai Temple Israel Center, David and Angela Nazarian, Youth Leadership Fellows. And a few of our fellows are here this morning. These 10 ninth graders meet monthly to enhance their leadership skills and Israel advocacy training. And while each one of them has traveled to Israel before, it was understood that this trip would be like none other. The reason being, we were a group of leaders in training, using Israel as our laboratory. How would our homeland, a strip of land less than 300 miles long, a strip of land rich with over 3,000 years of history, a strip of land that for literally millions of people of various creeds and ethnicities lost their lives, teach 14 and 15-year-olds the intricacies and finesse it takes to be a leader now in 2011. But you see, on this particular trip, we learned much more than expected. Yes, we've learned about effective communication. Yes, we've learned about organizational and strategic skills. We've even have learned about timing and meticulous planning. But the real question that Israel taught us to ask was, how does a leader become a hero? The word hero is used loosely in our diction today. We joke around and we say that it's heroic when someone lets us cut in line at Starbucks when we badly need a cup of coffee. And I know that we're grateful for these simple acts of generosity, but we have to admit those acts are not heroic, at least not according to our tradition. Because you see, we Jews define hero in a very different way. Our sages ask the familiar question, Ezehu Gibor, who is considered a hero? And the answer might surprise you. We look at the complexities of human personality, and the way that our Jewish tradition defines Gibor, defines a hero, is someone kovesh et yitzro, a person who conquers his evil or selfish inclination. Meaning a hero is able to push down his personal needs or wants and envision a much greater purpose. But we have to remember, the trick to becoming a hero is not to forget yourself. It's not to forget your passions or your goals. Rather, the trick in becoming a hero is to lead with others in mind. Ask any of our Nazarian fellows, and they will tell you about the heroes we met in Israel. And if you'll indulge me this morning, I'll share the stories of just a few. On our third day in Israel, we traveled to Kibbutz Givat Chaim, a kibbutz located right near Hadera. This kibbutz was found in 1952, soon after the establishment of the State of Israel. And a member of the kibbutz led us in what might have seemed like an older, dingy room in order to show us a short video about the history of the kibbutz. And yet, as I looked closer at the walls of this particular room, I realized that we had traveled back to the year 1944. You see, it was that year in which the Nazis grew nervous because the reports about the death camps began to spread around the world. And so in response to this criticism, What did the Nazis decide to do? They created the Terezin Ghetto, a model ghetto to show the Red Cross how the Jews are treated throughout Europe. And we know the story. Of course, the Red Cross only saw the fake infirmary, those pretend coffee shops and social gatherings, the gardens and a backdrop of a camp that never existed. But you see, what we learned on that kibbutz is that in Terezin, there were young children in the ghetto who understood that sometimes survival is much more than just the intake of food and water. There were children in that ghetto who understood that survival is based on a will of the spirit. And so these children gathered together a band of artists and writers and editors, and they created a children's newspaper. And this newspaper was presented as a gift every Shabbat in order to lift the souls of those beaten down by the Nazis. But the real miracle is that one man decided to bury that newspaper deep within the walls of the ghetto. And after the war, he went back to the ghetto and he found those comic strips. He found those newspapers that kept so many people emotionally and spiritually alive. And then what did he do? He took that newspaper to Kibbutz Givat Chaim, to the kibbutz where so many survivors of Terezin ghetto still live today. That man, that newspaper that fills the walls of what would have seemed like a dingy room, well, it's that newspaper that continues to serve as a reminder that it might just be a simple drawing. It might just be a funny editorial. It might be a quick sketch. But when faced with adversity, with peril, with death, who is a hero? A hero is someone who devotes their life to putting a smile on the face of another. Fast forward to day 4 of our trip, our ascent into Yerushalayim and our tour throughout Har Herzl. And our fantastic tour guide, J.J. Jonah, planted us in front of the grave of Yoni Netanyahu, the brother of our current Israeli prime minister. And his story is a familiar one. Yoni was an army commander during Operation Entebbe in Uganda. And on June 27th, 1976, an Air France plane carrying 248 passengers from Israel was taken hostage by Palestinian terrorists. And a week later, that plane was held captive in Uganda. And what happened? Our Israeli forces successfully freed the hostages. And yet one lone soldier was killed in the process, that being Yoni Netanyahu. And while it was brave and inspiring to hear this story, you have to see, it's very common to hear about commanders being killed in battle. Why? In Israel, it's the commander. It's the leader of the brigade or the unit who chooses not to stand in back of his troops, but in order to be a true dugma, a real role model, a real leader, what does the commander do? They go first. They say, Aharai, after me. The commander begins the mission in order to provide the soldiers with confidence, perseverance, and strength. So who is a hero? Someone who puts his or her life to the side and garners the strength of their people by taking that very first step. And just one more story. A story from 2002. Matan Dahan understood that in order to live out Zionism, the dream could not end with the disciples of David Ben-Gurion. Rather, this young man in 2002 decided that he would take it upon himself to make sure that the Negev would continue to bloom. And the way he has done just that was that he created an organization called Ayalim. Perhaps you've heard about it. An organization that constructs student villages in the desert, in what would seem like isolated pockets of Israel, and provide homes for our future leaders, the youth of Eretz Yisrael. And so with their own hands, these students literally work from sunrise to sundown, building their homes, their cafeterias, their rec rooms. And so what did the Nazarian fellows decide to do? We rolled up our sleeves. We jumped right in to piles of mud. Ask Russell Monkarsh. We shaped bricks. We carried wood. We were sweating underneath the hot smolder of the Negev sun in order to build something bigger than ourselves. And so who is a hero? A hero is someone who decides to take the road less traveled and continues the vision of someone else, helping to make the desert bloom day after day, year after year. You may think that the purpose of our trip was achieved through the stories I've shared this morning. We traveled throughout geography, throughout history, and we identified hundreds, if not thousands, of names of people who exhibited acts of heroism. However, that was just one incredible benefit of this trip. Rather, if you remember, we named these 10 days a leadership mission. And what I witnessed over those 10 days was the transformation of 10 young students. Our Sinai Temple Nazarian fellows left Israel understanding that the path from leadership to heroism exists not in the roots of self-glorification or promotion. Rather, they learned that a hero is someone who takes their talents, their skills, their passion, their drive, and vision, and learns how to open up worlds for other people. Heroism, as seen in our precious homeland, is learning that a Jew is nothing without the strength of another Jew pushing them forward. We learn that a nation cannot be built without the foundation of heroes, those heroes who hold it up. We are nothing without the heroes of the State of Israel. And now, our young Sinai Temple Nazarian youth leaders, well, I have high expectations. Their eyes and hearts are open, for they know the secret that has enabled the Jewish people and Israel to survive over the millennia. They know that it is their turn to work towards something much bigger and larger than themselves. Our children are our leaders, and many of those leaders will be heroes. They are the ones who will keep our Jewish state alive, and I can tell you wholeheartedly, our future is strong. Or Chadash El Tzion Ta'ir, with these new lights, with these new leaders, our future is bright. Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom.